I'm curious what's going on in the last year in terms of clinical research that's come out that relates specifically to breast cancer surgery that you think is important to know about.
In relation to sentinel node, what's become clear is you can now make it very simple. You can inject the radioactivity and blue dye in the anesthetic room, underneath the areola. You don't need to worry about scans. You don't need to worry about injecting it around the tumor. And it's up to the nodes in a few minutes. So sentinel nodes now become much, much easier than it was before. And they're giving surgeons licenses for radioactivity as well. So I have a radioactive license. So the radioactivity is delivered to my operating room. It stays in a box in the operating room. I just take it out, inject it into the patient, massage the breast, and it's up to the nodes in a few minutes. So the great thing about that is you can do it all as a day case. There's no issue about having to inject in the ward, moving radioactivity about the hospital. So I think, first of all, to say not many people are doing that, incidentally. The second idea is that we've had in terms of sentinel node is, okay, if you can do that in the OR, why can't you do it before the operation? And if you can put a probe on and identify where the sentinel node is, then you put a mark on the skin, do an ultrasound scan, you can see the node. You can biopsy it. So we're doing some work seeing if it's possible to do a preoperative sentinel node as an outpatient with a core biopsy. Because if you can show that that sentinel node's positive, patient doesn't need a sentinel node. And if it's negative, okay, if it's negative, you'll go on and do a sentinel node, but the chances of it being significantly affected by cancer are pretty small. So that's what we're doing.
What about some of the large cooperative clinical research reports that have come out? I guess to me it seems like we're kind of solidifying around a false negative rate of 8 or 10%. Is that your take?
Yes, but what's very clear is that your false negative rate relates to how many sentinel nodes you've got. There's this theory that you only have one sentinel node. You don't. The average number of sentinel nodes is probably between 2 and 3. And the reason you get false negatives is because people don't find all the sentinel nodes. We know that although in 91% of patients you have one lymphatic trunk coming up from the breast, in 9% of patients you have two lymphatic trunks. If you've got two lymphatic trunks, you're going to get two sentinel nodes at the end of those. We also know you've got first echelon and second echelon nodes. So I think what people have to understand is if you're doing sentinel nodes, you've got to take out all the radioactive nodes, you've got to look for all the blue nodes, and you don't stop once you've got one blue and hot node. You look around for something else. Also, you put your hand in and you feel. And if there's any big nodes you haven't taken out already, take those out as well. And if you do that, I think your false negative rate is going to be way, way lower than 5% and should be in 2 or 3% at the most. So I think it's a matter of technique. It's a matter of practice. And once you get used to it, it's very easy and straightforward.